This is Garden Variety, a horticulture podcast from Iowa Public Radio and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. I'm Charity Nebbe. This time of year is harvest season for many garden crops, but it's also planting season. It's time to plant or at least plan for the fall planting of cool season crops. Here to tell us how to take advantage of the weeks to come in the garden is Dan Filius, Iowa State University Extension Horticulture Specialist. Hello, Dan.
Hi there, Charity. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here. And it is time to plant. I mean, it's almost past time to plant for a number of cool season crops, right?
Yes, indeed. And I was, you know, I almost laughed because I had sent you this list beforehand. And of course, you said basil right there at the as a cool season crop. And, you know, this is one of these hot season things. And this is a perfect example of like last chance now. Yes, exactly. And also some of these plants that are a longer seasoned crop, like a broccoli, now is probably the last chance to plant broccoli as well. But there's a lot of other things that as people think, well, garden's done, school's going back, you know, I'm done. There's a lot of things that if people want to grow their own food, they can still try, like kohlrabi, which is a, you know, a sleeper hit of a vegetable here in Iowa. And
Sleeper hit. That is so funny because I never had kohlrabi when I was growing up. And now it is everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. You know, I was a commercial grower myself before I joined Extension, and I was amazed at when, you know, it was like Field of Dreams, if you grow it, they will come, right? The amount of people that came to the farm stand and turned their nose up at, say, watermelon or cucumbers, but were like, oh, kohlrabi. That's it. And it is. It is a tasty vegetable. I really like it on a, you know, peeled and then sliced into sticks and on a crudité platter, you know, vegetable dipping platter. It's really great with some ranch, isn't it?
Of course, which is how we eat everything in Iowa. It's really nice steamed as well.
I'll say.
So, all right, let's talk about the things. As you mentioned, okay, basil is a warm season crop, but it is your last chance to plant another planting of basil. What are your other things that are on that last chance list?
Yeah, I would say green onions, bok choy and Napa cabbage. If you're into radicchio or escarole, endive, these chicories, kale and collards, which you mentioned, dill. These are things that, you know, except for basil, all of these things can take a frost. So you plant them now, they grow up, and the quality even improves after a frost. So not to worry about the frost with these things.
We will be planting these things in the heat of summer, though. I mean, when you think about broccoli, of course, you think about planting that in the springtime. Does it change things to plant it when it's so hot out?
It does. You're right. That is something to really consider. There are varieties that are bred to do better when planted in the heat and mature in the cool, whereas there are other ones that are more cater better to that spring niche.
All right. Now, of course, there's also time to plan for the next couple of weeks because the cool season is coming in spite of the state fair weather that we've been having.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that things that people can think about planting coming up here are cilantro and head lettuce and baby leaf greens like arugula or mustards or baby leaf lettuce and beet greens. You can plan to have some radishes in the ground until September 1st, really. You know, you think of this really short, quick plant that takes only about a month to mature. So you plant it on September 1st and it's ready by, you know, October 1st. And then which is on average in central Iowa, you know, right around beginning of October is a frost time. And then salad turnips, these little white, really not bitter turnips. One of the variety names is Hawkeye. And then spinach is also one that is really good. And I'd love to chat about taking that spinach all the way through the winter.
Yeah, we will dig deep on spinach. You mentioned planting by September 1st. So this is something you go by the calendar, not by weather conditions.
Generally speaking, yes. At this time of year, I go by the calendar because the frost is, it's on average, like I said, it's early October and the day length is shortening and you really do need to go. The day length is a big part of that. They just cannot mature when days get really, really short into into the, say, the middle of October.
All right. So it's not strictly about temperature. It's about light.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about spinach.
I love it. Yeah.
All right. And let's start with fall and with the people who are probably not going to manage to keep their spinach going all winter long. But I mean, this is something that, again, becomes a favorite crop in the fall season.
Oh, yes. Yes. And for me, it's a favorite because as frost hits the spinach, it will concentrate sugars into its cells and get sweeter. And this is true of all these crops that can tolerate a frost. But spinach in particular, the stems end up being like candy. And so taking that spinach, don't discard the stem, eat that stem. And though it is a last chance for a number of crops, you can start planting spinach now and continue doing so until the beginning of September. So you've got a big window here to plant these things and get them established.
All right. And I know for a fact that you just keep planting spinach all year round without stop. But for those of us who may not be as diehard, you can keep your spinach going through the winter for a really early crop in the spring when things start to warm up. Tell me how you do that.
Yeah, that's correct. And spinach is really the gateway. If you want to start overwintering vegetable plants, spinach is the hardiest and will be able to potentially survive the winter without any additional help. You know, snow falls on it and it's under that blanket all winter. That melts in the spring. And the leaves that were there in the fall will not look so great, but that plant will survive and could give you new growth until May, basically. And you can get that sweet spinach until the frost is done, but then some nice good greens until May. So I think that that's a perfect one to do this overwintering. And if you'd wanted to harvest that throughout the winter when the snow is out there, then putting up a simple structure of either wire or PVC or metal conduit hoops and cover that with a frost fabric or a plastic sheet, that will allow you to uncover it and get access to that crop throughout the winter.
All right. And this is something that you do in your own home garden. I think even though you and I have spent 15 minutes talking about it before, it's still kind of hard to wrap my mind around. So just talk us through how this works. I mean, this is growing outside in conditions that are very cold.
Correct. And a key for success is sun. If you have a very shady yard, then winter harvest is not going to be very feasible. That sun is required to build up heat in that little greenhouse that you've made and thaw that crop out during the day. That crop would probably survive better if it was underneath a blanket of snow, if you have a very shady yard, than if you were to build a little structure, because it would be protected and mulched. But, you know, let's say we have a not snowy winter, you could also mulch that with straw or some or row cover frost fabric.
Well, and you really have to mulch it, right? Because you can't count on snow conditions.
If you were to not have a tunnel and you wanted to have that in the spring, mulching would be the best success. And then you could unmulch it around the time that you would probably unmulch strawberries, maybe a little earlier because it can take more frost. You're not worried about that fruit. That would be the best way to go about it. And I should mention that if you do decide to put a hoop structure up, securing that whatever you have covering really well is essential. We had that, you know, that derecho back in December, and I was, you know, sweating bullets when that was coming through and I got those tunnels out there. But I had sandbags down on each side of the structure. The ends of the plastic were secured, tied to angled posts in the ground. And then I had spring clips clipping it to each of my hoops. So, you know, a lot of reinforcement there, but certainly less than say, a greenhouse or a high tunnel structure that a farmer might have.
And are you really able to harvest and eat spinach every month of the year?
Oh, certainly. Yes. This last winter was kind of we had a lot of very cold temperatures, but the spinach and the cilantro were the two crops that persisted and survived all of the cold that we had last winter. It was more difficult to harvest in those deep cold snaps, but I was able to harvest some leaves from my spinach every single month of last winter.
And you keep talking about how it tastes like candy when it's very cold. So do you actually prefer winter spinach to summer spinach?
Yes, it is my dream that that we'll start to, you know, like we forecast the first sweet corn harvest. It's my dream that we're going to start having more people growing spinach, and we'll all look forward to that first frost rather than dread it.
All right, fat chance. for someone who's not going to do the row cover and wants to mulch their spinach through the winter and uncover that spinach when you can do it at the soonest time. What is the advantage? Because a lot of people plant their spinach really early in the spring and they get that early harvest. How many weeks can you gain if you mulch your spinach?
I think you gain at least a month on your harvest. Okay. You don't have to wait through that whole initial, you know, the slow germination because of cold soils, the small crop size, you know, as it struggles to get, you know, mature. You've got that plant that's already mature. It's going to crank out, new leaves in the span of probably a week or two once it's uncovered and it gets that exposure.
All right. And there are so many different varieties of spinach. Do you have a favorite or a couple?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different ones. Winter Bloomsdale does really well. Corvair, which is, it's harder to find these days, but has been a workhorse and good all season long. And then I've heard a lot of farmers mentioning a variety called Auroch, A-U-R-O-C-H, as being one that's got really upright leaves that makes harvest easier.
All right. And what do you plant?
I plant Corvair and I'm giving
the one that's hard to find.
Well, yeah. I've got a big jar of them on hand from back in the day, but they're still germinating okay. But I'm trying out Auroch as well this year because I want to see if it's as good as all the farmers say.
All right. Dan Filius, thank you so much. Dan Filius, Iowa State University Extension Horticulture Specialist. For more gardening information and tips, please subscribe to our Garden Variety newsletter. Find out more at iowapublicradio.org/garden. I'm Charity Nebbe.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Garden Variety is a production of Iowa Public Radio and Iowa State University Extension. It's produced by me, Aaron Style, Caitlin Troutman, and the Iowa Public Radio talk show team. For more garden goodness, please subscribe to our Garden Variety newsletter. Just go to iowapublicradio.org/garden. I'm Charity Nebbe. See you next time.